Hello and welcome to the AI Future Show with me, your host and guide, Professor Andy Pardo. On today's show, we will be exploring the definition of artificial intelligence. It's really important to me to have a number of episodes in this show dedicated to the fundamentals of artificial intelligence. And this will really support us in future shows because having a common understanding of some of the basic definitions and terminology will really help us all when we start talking about the more complex applications of artificial intelligence and how that will apply to future implementations. And so for me, there is no better place to start than discussing the definition of artificial intelligence. And as I was planning out this topic, what I realized is I need to divide the topic into three parts. So this will be the first part of the discussion around the definition of artificial intelligence. And in this episode, we're really going to be highlighting some of the issues and challenges we currently face that causes a problem around defining what artificial intelligence actually is. We will then, in the second part, cover an approach that I think is a much better approach to helping us with this issue. And in the final part, part three, we will cover some of the higher order elements of artificial intelligence that factor into the definition. If you were to do a search on the term artificial intelligence, you will get a whole range of results coming back, all of them slightly different. Now, this may not feel like a major problem, and to be honest with you, a lot of those definitions that you'll get back are, you know, pretty good, right? They're not that wrong necessarily, but it still causes a problem, I think, for us to not have a widely accepted terminology for this. There was a study done a few years ago which took 20 academics and researchers to ask them for their definition of artificial intelligence. And yes, you guessed it, we got 20 different definitions coming back. And this is the problem, that there is no common, widely accepted standard definition of artificial intelligence. So there are a number of different challenges that actually causes the problems around trying to define artificial intelligence. These challenges include the type of technology being used, the different disciplines that are studying artificial intelligence, and the fact that we don't have a common definition for intelligence. And for me, this is a core element of the challenge around defining artificial intelligence. And this might be a good starting point for us. So there has been work done to define intelligence. The MIT Center for Brains, Minds and Machines have been doing work in this area. Often what you get is a quite complicated framework, again contributed by different disciplines and opinions and perspectives. And so the net result is you get quite a complex framework that I think for computer scientists isn't really that helpful or practical. Some of you may argue that, well, we have the Turing test and that helps us to define what artificial intelligence is. So, yes, that's true to a certain degree, but the Turing test is only giving us a specific point on the intelligence continuum. So my argument there is that it's useful, but it only gives us a certain point or level of intelligence. It doesn't help us with anything before or after that on the journey towards advanced intelligence. So there are a number of high-level definitions of artificial intelligence. Some talk about an AI agent acting in an intelligent way. Other definitions will talk about the ability of a computer to do tasks that are usually done by a human. Other definitions will highlight the different elements of artificial intelligence, like learning, for example. And the problem's more fundamental because AI is used as a bit of a catch-all term and it can mean different things to different people. So often AI is a substitute for machine learning or data science. Others will use the term machine intelligence rather than artificial intelligence, or use AI to mean machine intelligence. And while that might be a good substitute at the moment, so artificial intelligence at the moment is mostly about machine intelligence, that doesn't mean in the future that artificial intelligence won't enter into the natural intelligence arena. And that's why I prefer to not have the link between artificial intelligence and machine intelligence. I like to keep those two separate. And of course, in some ways, I'm setting myself up to fail here because you're all going to be expecting me to come up with my definition of AI, which we'll get to a little bit later in the show. But it is a challenge, right? And I think everyone has an opinion. Everyone's got a slightly different flavour of what AI means. And there is a really valid reason for this. And that's essentially because the technologies that become entwined with artificial intelligence have changed over the decades. And I'll give you some examples of this. So when IBM's Deep Blue was playing chess against the Grandmaster Garry Kasparov in the late 1990s, the technology that underpinned Deep Blue at the time was considered the latest in AI capability. But now, looking back, we wouldn't really think of the techniques that were being used then as AI, or at least not as the most cutting-edge AI. And that is fundamentally part of the problem, why we can't get a standard definition of AI, because the technologies keep changing and our capabilities keep improving. Fast forward two decades and we have AlphaGo from DeepMind playing the game of Go and beating grandmasters of that game. And the techniques underpinning that is a lot more like what we think of as cutting edge artificial intelligence. So using reinforcement learning as an example and deep learning, but also combined with some search techniques as well. So getting to a definition for artificial intelligence is challenging because the technologies that we're building and using changes over time. And this means our capabilities from an intelligence perspective also changes. Another challenge from the perspective of defining the definition of artificial intelligence is there are many different disciplines that participate in the field. So you have everything from philosophy, physics, mathematics, neuroscience, computer science, all with their own perspective and viewpoint on what artificial intelligence actually is. And this definitely does cloud the problem. Don't get me wrong, we have to appreciate these different disciplines and understand the perspective that they bring to the topic and the definition of artificial intelligence. But we also have to appreciate that some of these disciplines are focused on human intelligence. Certainly philosophy and neuroscience are grounded in that sort of human mind element. And that's very useful. And we learn so much from that. But artificial intelligence is different, and for me is very much in the domain of computer scientists. Another challenge with the definition of artificial intelligence is the term AI is used in lots of different ways by different people, And that fundamentally is what I'm trying to help change with this podcast. For example, people use the term AI and they actually are referring to machine learning or data science, which is a significant part of artificial intelligence, but it's not the full scope of what artificial intelligence is. And we need to understand that that's the case. I actually believe the way to try and resolve this is to try and get a standard definition of what intelligence is, regardless of whether it's human or artificial. And even when you look at that, that's still not that crystal clear, right? There are some definitions of what intelligence is, or the span of intelligent capabilities. And I think that should be our guiding light when it comes to how we define artificial intelligence. But before we get into the definition of intelligence, let's just look at some of the current ways of defining artificial intelligence. So one of the easiest, very high-level definition of artificial intelligence is essentially describing AI as an intelligent agent. Now, some might say that doesn't really help us much, and to some degree I agree with that, but it's a starting point. Another high-level definition of AI will refer to intelligent behaviour, and this is a really interesting one because by saying that, it almost gets us out of the need to define what intelligent behaviour is. It just means that if we feel it looks like intelligence, if it acts intelligently, then it is intelligent. But this then opens us up to a very interesting and controversial area of consciousness. And if an intelligent agent has or demonstrates conscious behavior, does that mean it does have consciousness? This is a very, very highly controversial topic at the moment and has been for many years, and I think will continue to be. I'm actually writing a book about this at the moment, and for me, this is one of my most interesting and favorite topics about what consciousness is and how we might replicate that in an artificial intelligent way. So we have maybe a hybrid definition of AI being intelligent agents behaving intelligently. Maybe that's it. Maybe that is the definition. I don't think so. I think we can do better than that. So let's maybe go back to trying to understand intelligence in general. Maybe that will help us. So let's think of the different capabilities around intelligence. And just to note that defining intelligence has just as much challenges as defining artificial intelligence. Again, because there are many different disciplines involved in the subject, and they all have their own perspective and view of what intelligence actually is. So we have to boil this down a little bit and just look at what do we think are the key capabilities of intelligence. And there are quite a few when you start to think about this. Obviously, the ability to learn is a key intelligent capability. Understanding, reasoning, problem solving. These, for me, are probably the four biggest key pillars of intelligence: learning, understanding, reasoning, and problem solving. But there are others as well. So for human intelligence, one of the key things is self-awareness, actually understanding who we are, where we are, what we're doing. And we don't at the moment see any of those properties being exhibited in any form of artificial intelligence. exhibiting and having empathy for emotions and how that affects behaviours is also a key intelligence capability. And actually, our first live show will actually be talking about that with a couple of practitioners working in the field of behavioural AI. Another dimension around intelligence is about the capacity for the different capabilities. So we have understanding, learning, reasoning, problem solving, as well as awareness and emotional and behavioural capabilities. But for each of those, there's a sliding scale, if you like, of capacity, and different artificial intelligent agents or systems may well have different capacity in each of those different areas. And I believe this is actually a great way to define artificial intelligence, is not with a single definition, but it's actually with almost a journey towards advanced intelligence by showing the different capacity that an agent has in these different capabilities. So a true definition of artificial intelligence may not be a single sentence, but actually a set of metrics that measure the capacity in different intelligent capabilities. That may well be the best way for us to define intelligence in general, but also artificial intelligence. So I hope you've enjoyed this first part of the discussion around the definition of artificial intelligence. It's really tried to lay the foundation and understanding that there may not be an easy way to come up with a simple high-level definition of artificial intelligence, and that is why no one can get to that at this stage. But actually, there is a more important approach and a way that we can define the journey that we're on to improve our artificial intelligence capabilities. And that is really what is most important. And if we can find a way to measure that, then we're a lot better off. This journey towards more advanced artificial intelligence is what I call the continuum of intelligence, and this is the title of my book that I will be publishing next year. So in the second part of this discussion, we will be talking in detail about the index of intelligence. And this index will help us define not just the definition for artificial intelligence, but help us map the journey towards more advanced artificial intelligence. If you like this show, it would be great if you could follow and share on social media. All of our links are available on pardo.ai. I would also be very grateful if you would take the opportunity to subscribe to this podcast on your favourite platform. And if you have a moment, please feel free to post a review. I will be reading out some of the first reviews in future episodes. Don't forget to check out awards.ai. It's the Oscars of the AI world, the largest global annual achievement awards for artificial intelligence. Independently judged with over 60 categories, the fifth awards are still open for nominations until the 31st of July 2020. And best of all, it's free to enter. If you have an idea for a topic of discussion, or would like to be a guest speaker on the show, please go to pardo.ai/show and fill in the suggestion survey. Thank you for listening to this episode of the AI Future Show. I hope you've enjoyed it and will take the time to rate it and to share with your friends, family and colleagues. Also, don't forget to check out other episodes of the show. To find out more about me, visit pardo.ai. Are you an AI-related company and would like to sponsor one of the episodes or a full series of the AI Future Show? If so, please contact me on my website.